And I'm with the Crawley head coach, Dermot Drummond. Well, Dermot, tough opposition this afternoon. Couple of games away from the Premier League at the end of last season. What have you learnt this afternoon? What sort of workout was that for you?
Well, I learnt we've got character for 90 minutes for all of them when it's a tough game and you give the ball away and you've got to fight to get it back. And I thought we did that admirably. We gave a couple of silly goals away due to tiredness and, you know, people sort of their first game back in like a real level. And you've got to accept that. You know, I said before, the East Grinstead and the Three Bridges games were nice, but this was the level above what we are. So it's tough. We had to compete and try and move the ball. And at times we gave sloppy passes, but that's to be had in the first real test of the season. So I was pleased overall.
Yeah, because you played the ball around quite nicely first half, certainly kept the ball well, and then you had a bit of a surge around the hour mark in the second half where you worked the keeper a few times. You had your moments.
Yeah, I think you've got to hurt them when you can. If you don't, they get back in and they're very good players, and that's what I'll be showing the players. One, some marking and balance in the midfield, but two, if you get in behind, you've got to hurt them. And if you take two or three touches, the moment's gone. So it's easy for me to sort of talk it, but we work on this in training, and I was really just pleased with the whole day.
And, of course, you had four trialists in action this afternoon. I mean, obviously, so the squad's gradually coming together. I mean, will you take another look at those players?
There's one who will be leaving us, and there's two I'll sign, but we're going to let you know that in the week once I've done that.
Okay, so nothing further to confirm on that, but one of the trialists will be signing?
Yeah, nothing further.
Two will be signing, thanks. You probably look a bit short up front at the moment. I guess striking options must be an area you must be looking to address.
I don't think we're short up front because we can play Jason Banton in the left pocket. We've got Bobson, we've got obviously Enzo, we've got Jordan Roberts, and Matt Harold's a week away. So that's five. So it's not really, and with Jones Collins, it's an area we'll get another one in probably, but it's not urgent for me.
But when you came in, you said you wanted to play a certain way, and you talked about getting the players in that can play that sort of way. Yeah. There certainly looks like that's coming together, doesn't it?
I think you're the judges of that, and the fans are the judges of that, the way we play. Certainly the buzz around here seems very positive, but we know we've got to play Wickham and win. Playing nice and not winning is not good enough for us, so I've got to get the team that winning edge, which, you know, they can score goals, but against Wickham it's the real test.
Looks like it's still 3 weeks to go to the opening game, of course. I mean, how do you sort of target the games to come? Because at some point, you're obviously going to want to play your first 11 probably for an hour or so.
Exactly that. I'll balance out the game on Tuesday with Worthing, and then we'll go strong again against Millwall, balance it out again, and then strong against Aldershot. So we've got that in mind. The players have to work their way into the first 11, starting 11. At the moment, like I say, I'm close to seeing a lot of them there, but they can change over the period of time. But we have to gear up for being flying at V Wickham Wanderers.
So, envisage any new trialists coming in as well? I mean, so pretty much what we've seen is what you're working with.
Yeah, we know trialists, but it'll be probably a sign if I sign someone.
So that would be sort of a player no one's seen yet. So in terms of the player we've not seen yet, would sort of like to be your next players coming in.
Yeah, if he's not in here, you haven't seen him. So, yeah.
You know what I mean. But
I'll try to
know what you mean. You can hold it there.
But as I say,
we're going to make another signing. That's hopefully we know the area. I don't want to say the area yet because we know we're working hard to get one more signing in that we feel is quality. You know, the others will be peripheral where they come in and fight for the squad. But we want a quality signing in, so we're working on it.
So any idea sort of number of size of squad you want? So is it a bit different this year with the loan system changing?
Yeah, no, we're 20 outfield players. We're happy with the keepers, 20 outfield players max, so I'm happy on that.
And as I say, still plenty of games to come before pre-season. It's about getting that balance, isn't it, between match fitness but also working on things, if you like, without using too much of a cliche.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah, match fitness comes, but we work our match fitness doing the things we need, so we don't run around pitches. We have to work, for instance, going forward passing into front men, people going in behind them is what we need to work at, and also the shape of defending at times. So we'll do it all in training.
Hello, thanks for your time, Dermot, and all the best.
All right, you're welcome.